From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in Turkey are saying a child suicide bomber carried out a Saturday attack on a wedding party in the southeastern part of the country, not far from the border with Syria. At least 51 people died and scores more were wounded, many of them critically. Shortly after the attack, Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Şimşek flew to Gaziantep and took a defiant stance. He said the aim of the terror there is to scare the people, but he will not allow this, he said. Meantime, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the Islamic State is the chief suspect, accusing the group of targeting Turkey's Kurdish minority and seeking to create ethnic divisions within the country. The wedding was attended by many Kurds in a Kurdish part of the city. Syrian Kurdish forces have inflicted a number of recent defeats on the Islamic State. U.S. condemned the wedding attack. This comes as Vice President Joe Biden is expected to discuss the fight against terrorism when he visits Ankara later this week. United States has also condemned twin explosions in north-central Somalia in which at least 17 people were killed, saying the cowardly acts targeting security forces in Puntland, the government officials and civilians are an attempt to weaken the East African country ahead of political transition this year. A suicide attack at a marketplace in Mora, that's in northern Cameroon near the Nigerian border, killed at least three other people. Mora is close to a large military base that is part of a multinational fighting that the seven-year insurgency of the militant Sunni group Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Israeli military conducted tank and air attacks targeting Hamas positions in the Gaza Strip that happened late Sunday following a rocket attack that hit an Israeli border town. There were no casualties from all of that. At least two Palestinians, however, were wounded in the Israeli strikes. There was no claim of responsibility for the rocket attack on the Israeli border town of Shedrot. Iraq Sunday executed 36 men convicted of taking part in the Islamic State massacre of soldiers in 2014. The men were hanged at a prison in southern Iraq. IS group captured hundreds of soldiers after seizing the city of Tikrit. Those executed Sunday were captured when Iraqi forces retook Tikrit last year. Trials of the accused were criticized by rights groups for failing to meet basic standards. Well, despite stormy weather, the closing ceremonies in the Rio de Janeiro ended the 17 days of Olympics competition in the Brazilian city. Games ended on a high note for Brazil, whose volleyball team won the gold against Italy. U.S. men's basketball team took gold against Serbia, winning 96-66. And U.S. Olympics Committee CEO Scott Blackmon said despite some of the venue problems, it was, on the whole, a successful competition.
Despite all of the controversy leading in, whether it was water quality or Zika or security, that these games have been really well produced and enjoyed by the people who participated, most of all the athletes.
U.S. dominated the games with 121 medals, followed by China, Britain, and Russia. Experts are saying the Zika virus will remain active in the United States maybe a couple of more years, especially along the Gulf Coast. Dr. Anthony Fauci is chief of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
I would not be surprised if we see cases in Texas and Louisiana, particularly now where you have the situation with flooding in Louisiana. There's going to be a lot of problems getting rid of standing water. When you have a subtropical or semi-tropical region with the right mosquitoes and individuals who have travel-related cases that are in the environment, it would not be surprising that we will see additional cases not only in Florida, but perhaps in other of the Gulf Coast states.
U.S. Centers for Disease Control has warned pregnant women to avoid popular areas in the state of Florida. Turns out that Zika can cause a birth defect known as microcephaly in pregnant women, in which babies are born with abnormally small heads and underdeveloped brains. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.